What am I? Remember the game we played as children, What Am I? Where we'd go through a list of fairly evasive clues until someone connected the information and guessed what object we were thinking about. Okay, so here goes. What am I? You never leave home without me. I sit next to you when you drive the car, and you turn to me when you are stuck in traffic. You check me often to see if anyone needs you. When you are bored, you turn to me for entertainment. In an emergency, you think of me first. And when you are lost, you turn to me for directions. Well, have you guessed it yet? I bet you have. In fact, I'm sure by now you've guessed. I am your cell phone. Seems like we can't leave home without it, and we're lost if we misplace it for even 15 minutes. I was with a wonderful group of women earlier this week for a 20-minute devotion. Our leader asked us the question, what if instead of our cell phone, it was our Bible? What if you never leave home without your Bible? When you are stuck in traffic, you look up a new Bible verse. Each time you reach for your cell phone to check text messages, you first reach for your Bible to see what new message God has for you. When you are bored, you turn to your Bible to read a new or old familiar story. In a social, emotional, or spiritual emergency, you turn to your Bible first. And when you are lost, instead of plugging an address into your phone's GPS app, plug into the book in the Bible where God is calling your heart. I'm going to start today. My cell phone does stay with me at all times. But I have a Bible app, Logos, Bible software, on my smartphone, so my Bible is with me all the time, too. But when I reach to check for text and voice messages throughout the day, I'm going to read at least one Bible verse each time first. When I'm bored, anxious, lonely, or lost, I'll reach for my Bible app first. I think I'll do the same for Facebook. Each time I log into Facebook, I'll read a Bible verse first. Who am I? I am the Alpha and Omega, and you will get to know me through my word. Blessings. Agatha.